Lily Torres was camping this summer in Washington State when she got a worrying message about her birth mom, Holly Searle.
Somebody said, you know, she's in the hospital. She's in the hospital. She's not doing well. She's in the ICU, and she has COVID. And I didn't believe it.
Holly lived a difficult life, and Lily had gotten used to occasional troubling calls, but this one was different.
So I called her that night, and it was so hard to hear her. The machines she had, the oxygen, the high flow oxygen was so loud. She was taking 65 breaths per minute, which is, I guess, astronomically large, and her body was just starting to shut down.
But somehow Holly, disoriented in her ICU bed in Florida, managed to call back and leave a voicemail.
Oh, my God, I see you.
Her breathing, she's breathing so quickly. So it's that feeling when you cry so hard and you go, and your voice kind of trembles and you're breathing in, and it's hard to get words out. It sounds like that over and over.
Lily, now 37 and a parent herself, had a complicated relationship with her estranged birth mother, but she wanted Holly to know that she loved her and she didn't want her to be alone. So Lily got on a midnight flight to Tampa, but she arrived too late.
I was supposed to arrive at like 10:30 Florida time, and she had passed like 7:30.
Over the past year and a half, we've been remembering some of the more than 700,000 people who have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. And we have asked you to share their stories with us. When Lily told us about Holly, she told us the story of a woman who hurt Lily and other people too.
Holly was born in Carmel, California, 2 days before Christmas in 1957. Lily describes Holly as a creative person who loved to draw and paint, but she had a traumatic childhood, and as she grew up, she turned to sex work, drugs, and alcohol. That life made it hard for her to be a mom, and when Lily was 10, some family members adopted her, and her life became more stable.
Holly's life, however, did not, and eventually that caught up with her. She was convicted for racketeering and spent time in prison. In recent years, Lily says Holly committed to an uphill fight for sobriety.
The choices Holly made strained her relationship with Lily, but there is some closure now, Lily says. Her birth mother is no longer in pain. There is no more trauma.
But that means it's also over, and there is no reconciliation, and there is no opportunity for her to meet our children or, you know, get totally clean and sober, or get to a good place. You know, this is it.
Lily says her mom was flawed, but is still deserving of love and remembrance.
What are you owed when you die? You know, and I think it's a little bit of dignity and a little bit of compassion.
Holly Searle died on July 21st in Pinellas Park, Florida. She was 63.